already doing, and we live in an economic planet, so did Jesus. So I have to, as a business owner, we've owned businesses in the past, you have to at least cover cost to make sense and be able to give apples. You got to be able to maintain the apple tree. So my approach to charging for sites is, one, I want to be upfront about it. That's why I'm here today. If receival of funds are received, also things are given on giving and non-profit giving as well, which gets in between whether it's someone's paying, who's actually paying. In every event we do, the veteran themselves do not pay for the event or the stay that they're at. They only cover transportation.
In a not-for-profit world, you still attach a value for tax purposes, correct?
Yes, sir.
I think what Ms. Wyatt's asking, or Commissioner Wyatt is asking, is what value do you put to those on a nightly rate?
Okay, so just numbers off the top
correct? I think that's accurate to ask.
So numbers off the top of my head, at cost, if you were going at $45 per night, per 8 units, if you went off of a 6-month occupancy, which is about 184 days, that comes into about $7,500 per unit times 8, which comes out to about $58,000 per year.
Did that answer your question? I think the answer is $45 a night.
So then but that's just on the nights you mentioned about special events, when the Bransons have special events, that's the reason you think they would come and so forth.
Yes, ma'am.
Then there's many times of the years they would be sitting there empty. Would you be renting those during that time? If you had people, so they're sitting there empty, you still got this investment. Would you still rent those to someone that wanted to come in?
So the RV parks, even in Branson, you know, some are closed, some are open. You really have to go off weather. Is it freezing? Are we below temperatures? Also, events, we do hold for the few a Christmas event. We hold a Thanksgiving event, a part of the Veterans Day Parade. So it's going off a lot of the actual events of Branson, and those, some of those do carry through the winter months. I put an occupancy of showing 6 months to show, just off of numbers, showing that even at 6 months at $45 per night, there's still an actual cost covering operational fees and also the investment that my family's put into the property.
So the question really was, if there's an open site, can anybody pull in and rent it?
Not anybody. Okay. Again, as an RV park and a business, I have the right, I'd rather do that.
I think that's where that question was aimed. That way, if there's an open site during the week, if it's not rented, are you going to rent those to somebody that's pulling in wanting to rent a site?
Non-veteran.
Not just a open site, but you've got 7 open sites there. It's not. There's not a function going on that's going to draw veterans to it.
Is it open to the public as long as they meet your criteria?
With the CCRs in place and all the rules, yes.
Okay.
If
you have a limit on, you have to have this type of camper, such and such year or newer,
correct,
or you can't have so many slide outs, or whatever the different rules are throughout the different campgrounds throughout the United States.
Yes, sir.
So whatever your rules are, regardless of veteran or not, somebody would be able to rent that.
Negative. That's not our initial approach at all.
So the initial approach is veterans only.
First responders, and also just organizations that, like our church. Our church has 2 locations, one here in Florida. So our church holds different events here, and many families come up, and we would love to be able to, one day, that could be an open door to maybe house them while they're here for the week.
So it's not just veterans.
So it's not open to the public.
This is a specific niche meeting.
I don't know.
As far as open to the public,
I think we're starting to get outside the realm of what we have the authority to say is open. I don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm just.
I don't know that you can exclude, but maybe you can. I don't know that answer.
I have just to go with it with.
And that may be irrelevant for this. I'm just saying I don't know that answer.
It is, and I plan on, I have a copy of the CCRs. We haven't made it that far, but just to kind of, just to read a little bit of that, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone for any reason who did not conform to the campground rules or interferes with the fun and pleasant atmosphere that our guests expect when staying here. We assume no responsibility for loss due to fire, theft, accidents, to personal private property.
I understand all that, but you're saying it's limited to first responders, members of your church, and...
That is absolutely what we are. Veterans. If we meet, and again, even with the CCRs, I have waiting final review from the attorney before proper recording with the county. I never want to say something that legally I can't say. And then, it, you know...
Actually, I was kind of wondering, okay, it's a 16 point per acre plot, farmland.
Yes,
there.
Ma'am.
And when you subdivided it, you just kept a little over five for your homes at.
Yes, ma'am.
But you put 11 acres here for the RV park, but you're only talking seven sites. That doesn't seem... I'm confused on why you would put 11 acres there.
Yes, ma'am. The eight sites that I'm seeking, if we want to pull up a visual, okay, we have it right there. As a property owner, when I subdivided this property, I knew that I was going to have to do a separate parcel for the rezoning. That's where the survey, and that's what was constructed. First of all, I was unhappy about doing the survey in the first place because I don't want to separate the property. I don't want to cut my property up. When I worked with a survey company, they offered to do the three-acre parcels and break it up and do all these different clusters. That's not what I'm looking for. When I initially did this survey, I will be 100% completely honest. I did it in the approach of preserving my land and not allowing it to be broken up. If you look at even the concerns that were brought up last week, when I... rezone this 11 acres, I am now going from AG1 that is extremely flexible with what I'm able to do to having rules, regulations, and pretty much an eye on my property. When I subdivided it in this manner, I did it to keep a good big parcel, and I'm also not asking for, I believe the capacity is 53 units out there. I just know that because Mr. Scott brought it up, and I don't even know if it was exactly 53. But if we're looking at development in the future, and that was a huge concern of last week, I could be asking for 6 acres, and I have a remaining 5 to 6 acres, let's just say 6 to call it squared. Those are two more developments, houses, trailers, or whatever else that could be put on this property without rezoning or permitting. That's what my view is. I don't plan to cluster this location. I don't want this location to be broken up. It's one of the bigger ones left on the street. And that was my view of surveying it in that manner.
Scott, I need to be refreshed here. Mm-hmm. The other, say, 10 acres or so, if I want to just put a residential home there, and it's ag land now, I wouldn't be asking to be zoned for an RV park there, would I? I could put a residential home there.
On the 5 acres?
On, uh-huh. There's
yeah.
A...
Your density would allow one home per 2 acres. Mm-hmm. So five, on the yeah. A1, you could do one home because they have access over the septic.
Without a rezone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any more questions for Mr. Ware at this time? All right. Thank you, sir. All right. At this time, we'll open up the floor for public comment. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of the project at this time? Okay. Oh, you have one here in favor? Okay. Please, sir, step forward.
Hi, my name is Taylor Horner. I reside down at 501 Oak Brook Estates. I've been a resident there for about 3 years. I've recently met Billy and Hannah here recently, and I am the Oak Brook Estates president here for the past year and a half or so. With what they're asking to do with just 8 spots, limitation up to 8 spots, and only wanting to put 1 or 2 currently on there, I personally don't see any issue with it. I did not speak last week, but the way I see it is their land. They could put stuff out there now, and they're looking for keeping their residents and everybody in the vicinity happy with what they are doing. And I believe they are doing it the correct way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yep. You signed up with our public comment. Perfect.
Ryan Gibbs, you. Speaking for
your address.
718 Reno Springs Road, Walnut Street, Missouri, 65771. I don't live here. We live across the way, but friends with Billy and Hannah. Our sons play ball together. I'm also a contractor and do a lot of work with Billy. He's using us to help build these sites if and when that comes about. So as a licensed contractor, we intend to use all, you know, licensed contractors and subcontractors to complete all this work. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's not going to be some guy just out there, you know, knocking stuff down and putting up walls and plumbing and everything. On top of that, like I said, Billy and Hannah are great people. These sites are being put in their front yard, and the houses behind that have an issue with this are completely guarded by tree line and the hill down in front. So as far as the presentation of the property, I mean, it's going to be in their front yard. They're not going to let this place be trashed and, you know, completely ruined and ruin the property value behind them, because it's completely guarded by an entire tree line on the backside of their property. So I just wanted to throw that out there as far as the way the land lays. You can't see the undulation of the property from here, but those sites actually lay down kind of in the valley there, completely away from where their properties are on the backside. I know that was a big part of what was addressed previously, was the devaluation of their property or having RV park right there, but it's really kind of completely out of their way. So, anyway, okay. I was just wanting to throw some of those things out there.
Thank you for your input. Anyone else wish to speak in favor of? Okay. How many people do we have signed up to speak in opposition to this? Just show of hands. Okay. Would you all like to pick who talks first, or do you want us to go down the list in the order in which you signed up? Okay. Then first one is to hit the podium is the first one to talk.
Do we have to physically hit it?
Well, you don't have to hit it. Just run up to it.
Okay. You don't have to run up. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'll let you all pick the order then.
I'm Terry May. I live at 482 Oak Brook Estates. I'm the third one. Yeah, right there. According to the map I got, this is rezoned. They've got it shaped a little different now than when the map I originally had, where they were putting the whole RV zone. I am against this for the fact that it affects my house. Would you want to buy my house if it had an RV park behind it? And also the traffic on the 176 would increase, and we don't need a business and event center events going on in front of our property. It's a very quiet place to live, and that's why I'm there. We love all the neighbors. Everybody's great there, and it's very peaceful and quiet. And so that's, we got enough RV parks here where they can do events. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker, please.
Good morning. My name is Susan Kemp. I live at 481 Oak Brook Estates in the subdivision behind. May I approach the map and
you may
demonstrate? I have a question, several questions. He wants to rezone this 11 acres to put trailers here. Okay, Billy's house is here. This is his front yard right here. This is the yard that goes across from the people that live right here. This is their front yard, so to speak. Okay. Now, when he talked about the subdividing, I don't understand why, if this is all he wants to do, is 8 spots, why does he not just, he doesn't want to divide his land, but he will to protect his property. Why not just subdivide this acre, or 2 acres, or whatever it is, for the RV, and leave the rest of it all agriculture? If that's all he wants to do, I don't understand that. Also, he said he only wanted, we had a homeowners association meeting for the people who live back in here, and at this meeting he said several things. One of the things he said is that he only wanted 2 spots. He said the county filled in the rest of those spots, but he was only wanting 2. In the meeting last Friday, he did talk, or I'm sorry, last Monday, he said he wanted 8. So he is asking for 8. My concern, and the concern of a lot of people, is we're not getting the straight story here. We don't know what he's really going to do with this land. We have trouble getting him to answer a question. Have you experienced? And in the previous meeting, they asked about what kind of fencing he was going to